So nothing's perfect, but we pretend like we've got it all together. We walk around trying to impress people that we've got it all together. Now, you know you don't have it all together. God knows you don't have it all together. We know you don't have it all together. So why do you try to pretend you have it all together? I would rather admit I don't have it all together in order to get it all together than to pretend that I have it all together. Did I understand myself just then? Who's on first?
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book called The Daniel Plan. This amazing book will revolutionize the way you look at health, food, and friendships forever. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called What It Really Takes to Change.
What contaminates the body is stuff that goes in through the mouth. You eat it or you drink it. What contaminates the spirit goes in through the eyes and the ears. Does that make sense? Okay, you contaminate your spirit by what you watch and what you listen to. You contaminate your body by what you eat and what you drink. Now, so the first thing you can do, the Bible says, is out of reverence for God, is you can cleanse your body of the contaminants. That's an act of worship. Second way you can, and let's leave this verse up a little bit longer, by caring for my body. I can care for my body. That's an act of worship. I can care for my body. Caring for your body is an act of stewardship, because remember, what you think you own is really on loan. You don't really own anything. It's all God's. God just loaned it to you. You didn't own anything before you were born. You're not going to own anything after you die. It's just here while he lets you live here on earth. And the Bible says this in Ephesians 5:29. No one hates his own body, at least in his right mind. No one hates his own body, but lovingly cares for it, just as Christ cares for his body, which is the church. It's the family of God. Okay? So he says we care for our bodies just like Christ cares for his body, the church. Caring for your body can be an act of worship. Now, how do you care for your body? Well, keeping it in shape would be a good way to do that. That can be an act of worship to God. Okay, let me give you a third way. By controlling my body. Controlling my body. Cleansing it, caring for it, and controlling it. Controlling my body is an act of worship to God. When I do it out of motivation. Now, some people cleanse their body, care for their body, and control their body simply out of pride. That's not an act of worship. I mean, I can take you down to the gym and people are doing it for their worship of themselves. Okay? And the self-made man usually worships his own maker. So we're not talking about everybody doing this, but I'm saying if you're doing this because you want to do it to please God, then it becomes an act of worship. It's not an act of worship automatically. It's an act of worship if you're doing it out of reverence for God. By controlling my body. Look at these verses. 1 Thessalonians 4:4 says this. Each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. In other words, I control my body. It doesn't control me. In other words, I don't say, well, I couldn't help myself. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Look at this verse here on the screen. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. All right? Now, if we do that, don't you think we'd have a whole lot fewer health problems? You know, yesterday I went home from the Daniel Plan seminar and I picked up Time magazine and I read an article here. And there's an article here on health, and I want to just read you one sentence. 75% of the $2.5 trillion in U.S. healthcare costs. Listen to this. 75% of all the money spent on healthcare, which is $2.5 trillion, stems from chronic diseases which can be prevented by lifestyle choices. You know what that means? It's up to us. All that expense stuff, Obamacare and all that stuff, we wouldn't need it if we were more responsible. You know, if we were more, 75% of all that health care is due to things that we're not cleansing, controlling, and caring for our bodies. Now, the first principle is I commit my body to God. That's dedication. The second principle is verse number 2, which is the principle of concentration, and that is I must refocus my mind. That's what the Bible says. It's the second step. I must refocus my mind. And this is verse 2. Now, the Bible says in Romans 12, 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. He's talking about the way the world thinks. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the reason why he starts here with the mind is because whatever gets your attention gets you. And what he's talking about is you got to stop thinking about what you don't want, start thinking about what you do want. You got to start focusing on what's bad for you, start focusing on what's good for you. You got to stop focusing on your plan and start focusing on God's plan. You got to stop focusing on what everybody else wants you to do and start focusing on what God wants you to do. You got to stop focusing on the negative and start focusing on the positive. You've got to transform and by the renewing of your mind. Now again, this is a very powerful verse. I could spend literally hours unpacking this verse. So let me just hit the high points. Now first it says, do not conform. Now you know what conform means. That means to copy everybody else. And too often, we let everybody else shape our lives. Have you ever done anything stupid, dumb, risky, or unhealthy because everybody else did it? Oh, yeah. Because it was popular, because it was the cool thing to do. Nobody ever actually smoked a cigarette because they liked the smell of it. They started because they saw somebody else do it, and then they got addicted to it. I could give you 100 other things where you start because of somebody else. You start because of somebody else. Do not copy. Okay, don't conform. Notice it says any longer. Circle that, any longer. Now, when you do something for a long time, do you know what that's called? It's called a habit. And what starts off as copying other people becomes a habit in your life. It becomes habitual. And when you've done it for a long time, all of a sudden you're no longer copying it more. It's your habit.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for joining us today for Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
I tried to lose weight. I tried to make the changes, and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower. When I started with the program, I immediately noticed changes, mainly because I wanted to be healthy. I had the tools to eat properly. I understood exercise, and I had motivation. I saw that I could get healthy finally, that I could make the changes that I tried my whole life to make.
More than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've reached what I think is my ideal weight where I feel healthy. In fact, I just recently competed in an Ironman triathlon competition. That's 140.6 miles of racing. When I found the Daniel Plan and its principles, I was given the tools to finally make the changes.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. Today is the last day to get the Daniel Plan book when you give a gift to support Daily Hope. So call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Nobody ever actually smoked a cigarette because they liked the smell of it. They started because they saw somebody else do it, and then they got addicted to it. I could give you 100 other things where you start because of somebody else. You start because of somebody else. Do not copy. Okay, don't conform. Notice it says any longer. Circle that, any longer. Now, when you do something for a long time, do you know what that's called? It's called a habit. And what starts off as copying other people becomes a habit in your life. It becomes habitual. And when you've done it for a long time, all of a sudden you're no longer copying it more. It's your habit. It's your habit. It's your hurt. It's your hang up. It's your addiction. It's your compulsion. It's now yours. You own it now because you've been doing it for a long time. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Now, the point is this. Everything that you've learned in life, you learned from a pattern. You learned from a model. It's how we learn. It's like how little ducks are patterned by the mama duck. You learn by a model. The problem is, there are no perfect models in the world. Every human being is imperfect. So, you had, for instance, some models for conflict resolution growing up that weren't very good. You may have had some models for anger management growing up that weren't very good. You may have learned some models for eating that weren't very good. You may have learned some models for how you use your mouth that weren't very good. You learned some models and some patterns growing up about procrastinating that weren't very good. And a lot of the models and a lot of the patterns you grew up with were defective. And you're going to have to learn some new patterns. You're going to have to not conform to those old patterns anymore. You're going to have to change the way you think. You're going to have to learn some new models and some new patterns. Now, this is the second law of change. From the God's word. Would you write this down? The second law of change is to change my life, I must change my model. To change my life, I must change my model. I've got to get a picture of a new way of doing it. I've got to see a new way. I've got to stop conforming to that old habitual pattern of the way I thought I was supposed to do it, and I've got to get a new way of doing it. Now, you remember back in one of the old series on living a life of purpose, we talked about how you need mentors, models, partners, and friends. And each of them play a different role in your life. Mentors, models, partners, and friends. You need to choose your models carefully because they're going to influence your life. The Bible says bad company corrupts good character. Now, there's only one perfect model. God sent him to earth. His name's Jesus. And 20 times Jesus says, follow me. Why? Because he's the perfect model. Follow my example. Paul 6 times says, follow me as I follow Christ. He says, follow my, imitate me. You're going to have a model. It's like when kids are growing up, they're going to be in a group. The only question is whether they're going to be a part of a negative one or a positive one. They're going to have peer influences. It is impossible to not have models in your life. So you need to choose them carefully. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, that word transformed in the Greek there is the word metamorpho. Anybody remember their biology class? We get the word metamorphosis from it. What is metamorphosis? It's what happens when a caterpillar changes into a butterfly. That is that word, metamorphosis. Now, when a caterpillar wraps itself into cocoon, when it comes out, it's not a better version of a caterpillar. When it comes out of the cocoon, it's a totally different animal. That's not reformation. That's not renewal. That's not improvement. That's transformation. That's radical transformation. And you know what? Only God can do that. Positive thinking can't do that. Only God can turn a caterpillar into a butterfly. We can turn over a new leaf. Lots of people can turn over a new leaf. That's easy to do. Only God can give you a new life. The Bible calls it being born again. That means like getting a whole new life. Not turning over a new leaf, a whole new life. Being transformed. Metamorphosis. From caterpillar, ugly caterpillar, to beautiful, free butterfly. Be transformed. Totally new life. How? By the renewing of your mind. Now, friends, look at this verse on the screen about renewing your mind. The Bible says, put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. That's those impulses and compulsions, the deceitful desires that pull you the wrong direction. Put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, and be made new, how? In the attitude of your minds. You know, I think attitudes are kind of like diapers. You got to change them every once in a while, or they start stinking. You put off your old self, be made new in the attitude of your minds, and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, leave that verse up there for a minute. Notice, there's a putting off, and there's the putting on. Now, here's the point that you need to understand. In the renewal of your mind, you got to put off before you can put on. Let's say you go over to Nordstrom's and you're looking for a new coat, and you get a new coat and you take it into one of those little changing rooms. Now, you don't go into there and you're wearing a coat already and you put the coat on over your old coat. That'd be stupid. Because first, it's gonna be hot. Second, you're not gonna know if it fits. Man, this is a little bulky. No, you got to take off the old before you can put on the new. Does that make sense? Now, that's true spiritually and emotionally and mentally. Okay? You got to take off, you got to put off before you put on. And we're going to talk about this in detail in the days ahead. This is the part of renewing your mind. Now, the third principle, let me just say this. If I were to call you up and I were to say to you, I'm going to come over to your house this afternoon. Tell me how to get to your house. What would be the first question you would ask me? Yeah, where are you? Where are you? Because you know the principle. You don't know how to get to where you need to go until first you know where you are. Okay, that's the principle of life. That's a principle of change. You don't know where you need to be until first you know where you are. Now, if I said, I'm coming over to your house, you said, well, where are you? You said, I don't know. Well, I can't tell you how to get here because I may be in Hawaii. I may be in Madrid, Spain. I may be in Baton Rouge. You know, you can't give me directions if I don't know where I am. So I got to figure out where I am before I know where I want to be. And that's the third principle of change. This is the third principle that I call evaluation, the principle of evaluation. And it's verse 3, I must humbly assess my current state. I must humbly, because it takes humility, humbly assess my current state. Because the first and the greatest barrier to your change, the number one barrier to change in your life, in any area of your life, do you know what it is? It's pride. Well, I don't have any problem. What, me worry? You know? I don't see any big pink elephant in the living room. What are you talking about? See, I don't want to admit I need change. Now, the fact is, nobody has it all together. I don't have it all together. You don't have it all together. The Pope doesn't have it all together. Nobody's got it all together. The Bible says there's nothing perfect on earth except God's Word. Everything on this planet's broken because of sin. Have you noticed your body doesn't work perfectly? Your relationships don't work perfectly. The weather doesn't work perfectly. Nothing works perfectly on this planet. That's because we live on a broken planet because of sin. So nothing's perfect, but we pretend like we've got it all together. We walk around trying to impress people that we've got it all together. Now, you know you don't have it all together. God knows you don't have it all together. We know you don't have it all together. So why do you try to pretend you have it all together? I would rather admit I don't have it all together in order to get it all together than to pretend that I have it all together. Did I understand myself just then? Who's on first? Did that make sense? Okay, in other words, honesty is the best policy, and I must humbly assess my current state. And I have to admit it when I don't have it all together. I have to admit I have a problem with my finances. I have a problem with my health. I have a problem with whatever. Now, this is verse 3. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. That's humility. But rather, think of yourself. In other words, evaluate yourself with sober judgment. In other words, be realistic about the situation you're in, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Now, let's look at this. First, he says, don't think of yourself more highly. In other words, be humble. I always say, be humble or you'll stumble. Remember the lesson of the whale. When you get to the top and you're ready to blow, that's when they harpoon you. And the man who gets too big for his britches will inevitably be exposed in the end. Now, don't think more highly of yourself, it says. You know, don't say, I don't have any problems. My family's perfect. Oh, really? My kids are perfect. Oh, really? My health is perfect. Oh, really? My job is perfect. Oh, really? He says, you know, stop trying to think more highly of yourself. Just be honest. Be authentic. Be real. Be humble.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. And more than 180,000 people are following the Daniel Plan to lose weight, increase their energy, and improve their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan. Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his best-selling book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 right now. Today is the very last day to get this special offer and receive the Daniel Plan book. So act now and call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ came to earth so that our past can be forgiven, so we can have a purpose for living, and so we can have a home in heaven. What a great gift that is. We're grateful for that gift, and we're grateful for all of the gifts that God does in our lives. Thanks for joining us today on Daily Hope. By the way, I'd love to hear from you. You can write me, Rick, at rickwarren.org. You can go to the website. You can call our 800 number. And if you'd like to add a little gift in to help us continue this ministry or even expand it around the world, I would deeply appreciate it. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.